Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everyone loved it. You just tell us, like, what, like, how long you've been singing and what made you do it and so forth?
I guess I've been singing for a pretty long time, just for fun, you know, just around the house and stuff. It's back home. I don't know. It puts me in a good mood. I just always just love to sing. First time I sang seriously for someone was a couple of days before. I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't know, but honestly, it wouldn't have been able to happen without the encouragement of, you know, my teammates and staff and stuff. So, they made that happen for sure.
What was it like seeing the reaction, not only from the crowd, but your teammates? You know, I'm sure you watched the video, their reactions on the bench and Blackhawks. I know that you've got a lot of friends on in that group too.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, the boys encouraged me. You know, it wouldn't have happened without them. And it was cool that it happened against that old team as well. It's fun seeing their reactions as well. And the crowd eased me into it, and made it a lot easier in the home stretch. So. That was amazing to share that experience with everyone for sure.
I'm sorry, what was the roar like at the end for you? I mean, that was maybe the loudest it's been for the anthem.
it was awesome. It was I was so nervous before, like I couldn't even eat lunch. I was so nervous, but that just hearing that, you know, just made it all worth it for sure.
Can you say who you sang to the other day?
I was just singing to see if, you know, if it could happen, you know, if I could do it, you know, if I couldn't sing for one person, probably couldn't sing in front of a full barn. So, it's just, some trial runs and stuff, and then made the decision the day before fully. So, good. Honestly, it's like once in a lifetime opportunity there, you know, so I was like, you know, let's get it done.
The guys all thought that you were going to record it and it was going to be played in the arena.
So originally that was the plan because I didn't, think I could do it live. And then, just the encouragement for everyone from, the staff and the players. I made the decision to try it out at around 2:30 yesterday, and then went well. So, decided to do it at the game. But even before I had it, it's funny, I had a little voice note on my phone, and it was just like, oh, say, just that. And I played it, and then when the Canadian anthem was going on, I was literally just like, oh, say, oh, say, oh, say. I tried to keep, like, the right thing. So, it was a good experience overall, for sure.
What makes you fit in so well here? I know we haven't, you've been hurt a few months, but, I mean, right from December, it was like you were one of the guys.
Honestly, coming in, great group, and it made it a lot easier for me to, fit in. I think, just chemistry in the room just kept building, throughout the year, and I think it makes it easier on everyone. I know for me, just sticking around and doing rehab here, made it a lot easier for me to, pass the time and get through it. I'm on the home stretch now, and, it's one of the things that, makes it so fun is when you're able to come to the rink and know you're going to have a good time, and you know the guys got your back, and you know are there to help you and lift you up when you're not feeling so good some days. So yeah, it's obviously for me, it's been a great experience here so far, and yeah, I think you know the boys are having fun, and I you know it's the most important thing. Just keep building, you know, on and off the ice with each other.
Take us back to the Tampa game. I mean, Maroon falls on you. How bad at the time did you know it was, and what was the thought process of getting through that third period?
Yeah, I you know when it happened, I knew something was up. Obviously, just pretty painful. Tried to pick up my stick and just skating, you know, I just remember skating corner to corner, just trying to like grip my stick and see if I can get it. And then, you know, Oopie getting hurt in the first, obviously, you know, for me, I was just like, all right, well, let's at least try and play with it, you know, see how it goes. And, yeah, and I ended up just, you know, sticking it out. But yeah, it's pretty much it with that. Obviously, don't want to, I don't know, I feel like maybe if it was like my ankle or hip or something, couldn't move out there, you know, maybe I would have came off. But obviously it would be getting hurt, just tried to, you know, stick it out and as much as I could. So.
Was it more frustrating because you'd just been traded to a new team and you really never got the chance to be able to show them what you could do?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. Obviously, you know, there's always going to be obstacles no matter what they are. And, you know, it's tough, you know, get traded, you know, you want to have a good first impression and, you know, just build some trust with everyone and your teammates and staff and stuff. But obviously, you know, you got to try and focus on what you can control no matter how hard it gets, you know, just stay focused. And now it's just another mountain to climb. There's always going to be mountains. Some are going to be tougher than others, you know, the next one might be harder than this one. So, you know, just got to keep the vision straight and just keep plugging and keep trying to get better and keep persevering. You know, it's what I've always done. It's what I'm going to continue to do. And, you know, hopefully I can, you know, get back to 100% this summer and have a good start to the season. So.
What is your plan? Would you like to re-sign here? I
mean, I'd love to. Honestly, you know, being close to home and just seeing the group here, you know, knowing guys from before, it's been an awesome ride so far. And seeing the crowd, I remember telling countless people, like, going to that the Bills versus Patriots game, the first playoff game, and seeing the crowd, I'm just thinking, like, you know, if we're in playoffs, like, the crowd's going to be like this, you know. It's unbelievable fans here and, you know, unbelievable staff, unbelievable group we got in there. And, you know, I just, you know, hopefully keep it going. You know, that'd be awesome, so.
Are you at a stage in your, just what you've gone through the last couple of years, just you need to play games next season, you need to get back,
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I've always been a big believer in, you know, just trying to find consistency in your game, regardless how much you're playing, and, you know, just do what you got to do to give your team a chance to win. So, you know, whatever role that is, you know, I'm just looking to get in there and give my team a chance to win every night and just find the consistency whatever way I can.
So when was the first conversation about the anthem, and how did it get from that conversation to going on the ice?
The first conversation was probably a couple weeks ago, but as just kind of like jokes, you know, how it started, and then just talking to you know, some of the players about it, and then, it kind of started to come into fruition a little bit, and then it got so big to the point where I was like, all right, I gotta do this. So yeah, yeah, but you know what? Like I said, it wouldn't have happened without, you know, the encouragement of everyone here. And I never thought I'd ever be singing the anthem at a game. So yeah, but it was unbelievable to do it in front of the fans and stuff. Unbelievable, and to share that moment with everyone. So,
what did your phone look like?
Yeah, it's blew up a lot of people. Talked to a lot of people that I haven't talked to in a long time and stuff. It was good to, you know, catch up with some people and. But yeah, a lot of support. So that was great to see as well.
Were your parents at the game?
No, they weren't at the game.
So do you sing in the locker room? Do you
sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. You know. Yeah, I love singing. Love to sing. So.
What do you like to sing?
Everything. I sing everything. Yeah. Yeah. Rock, rap, country, hip hop, R&B, everything. Love it all.
Do you think the way your teammates have like encouraged you to do this, you know, flourish in something off ice says what this culture in the locker room is like?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's we're always trying to, you know, lift guys up and, you know, just grow together as a group every day. And, you know, it's been pretty evident. And, you know, that's just one example. But, yeah, I mean, the stuff that goes on in the locker room, it's unreal, honestly. It's always good times, you know, laughing and joking around. And the group's just growing. You can just feel the bond getting stronger and stronger every day. So it's awesome to be a part of.
I'm sorry. Did you have the option to go home to Toronto to rehab if you want?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, you know, just going home and, you know, just sort of just getting your own head and stuff like that, and, you know, coming to the rink, the guys just were making it so much easier on me to, you know, take my mind off it and, you know, just enjoy myself and enjoy being around. So, yeah, I can't thank them enough for that. It's helped me a lot. And, yeah, it's just looking forward to, you know, keep growing as a group and, yeah. So.
When have the doctors told you when you can start getting on the ice and taking shots, doing that kind of thing?
I think, you know, obviously, I'll probably start skating around June. That's what I think the plan is now, just to get it, you know, as back to as comfortable as like, you know, as I can before going out there. Got some time, so, you know, you don't want to rush it at this point. So, you know, I'm hoping to get on the ice at the start of June. Yeah.
It's not the easiest song to sing. Were you thinking of the words? Were you thinking melody when you're out there? How were you handling it?
Yeah, I was just trying to keep the pitch. I didn't want to, you know, go too low or too high. I just tried to, you know, play that voice note and just stay at the right, you know, tone there. And, yeah, I mean, I've heard of people forgetting the words and stuff, but I've honestly sang that anthem probably to myself at least probably like 300 times. No, it's funny, like especially like Super Bowls and stuff, and you know, Stanley Cup Finals, NBA playoffs. You know, hearing it all the time and just seeing, you know, the players' reactions to it in the big games and stuff. It's pretty special. So,
would you rather have done O Canada?
Honestly, can't go wrong with either one. I like both a lot, but, yeah, tonight I had to pick one. So, yeah, I went with the Star Spangled Banner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.